Righty, 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 righty. This is a Sunday satsang. May 24th, 2020. Lockdowns. Sangha. Someone's asking a question, if I can speak something about Shuddha Nam. What is Shuddha Nam and chanting Hare Krishna Japa? I just recently heard a lecture tape of my Gurudev, Ekazarat Sri Pandit Sri Krishnas Babaji Maharaj. I asked him the same question, can he describe Shuddha Nam? He said there's two stages of sadhana, chanting Nam. One is Nam Aparada, one is Shuddha Nam. I said, can you give me a definition of Shuddha Nam? He said, Shuddha Nam means chanting Hare Krishna mantra while only having a desire in the heart and mind to serve Radha and Krishna, to make them happy and to please them. With a favorable mind and attitude. When you're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you're thinking like that. I just want to serve you, I want to please you. I want your love. All I want is your love, Radharani. All I want is your love, Sri Krishna. He said, that is Shuddha Nam. Because if there's any other wants or anything else, then it's not Shuddha Nam, it's contaminated. The name is contaminated by anartha, by desires for other things, anart, anyaartha. Desire for other things means your own things, your own wants and your own needs, one desires and ambitions. So if any of that's mixed in your heart and mind when you're chanting, and your chanting is not Shuddha Nam. So there's anarthas, or then there's the aparads, Vaishnava aparads, Nam aparads. So that means chanting with aparad. And he said that Shuddha Nam, when you're chanting Shuddha Nam, that's the stage of sadhana bhakti. That basically begins at the stage of nishtha. There's sadness, there's shraddha, sadasanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, then nishtha. Nishtha is a stage after anartha nivritti, when the heart is somewhat purified and steady and deeply convinced about one's spiritual identity and the identity and reality of Radha and Krishna and the spiritual world. Steady in the life of purity, steady in the principles of religion, and steady in the sadhana bhakti as nishtha, and an unshakable faith. So Shuddha Nam begins at nishtha. Shuddha Nam, one chants Shuddha Nam, and then when Krishna and the Parishads are the ascended spiritual masters, liberated souls and one's parampara, the great saints, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Lalita Vishaka, Radha Krishna. Anyone in the spiritual world, they can bless one with a bhava bhakti. And bhava bhakti will mature into prema. So then, when one attains a stage of bhava, then it's no longer, that's not sadhana anymore. Now it's just, that's the sadhya. There's sadhana and sadhya. There's the practice, sadhana abhyas, daily practices of devotion, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, Hare Sevana Varshanam Vandanam Dasyam Atma Sakyam Atma Nivedanam Navavidya Bhakti. But when it comes to level Bhava, Bhava Bhakti is a separate level. That's the satya, that's the goal of Bhava and Prem. So that one is chanting. Now it's also Shudanam, but it's not a stage of sadhana. Now he's chanting in the consciousness of Krishna Prem. His consciousness and his chanting of Krishna's name is full of Bhava and full of Prem. So this is basically two stages of chanting. Vishnu Chakravarti in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, the story of Ajamila, has a very, very long, long purport. Very long, 10-page purport, 10-page teak on a couple of verses from the sixth canto of the story of Ajamila, the fallen Brahmin, who became redeemed by chanting once Narayan. He chanted one Narayan, one name of Narayan without offense. We got liberated from all his sins. So there in Tika, Vishnu says, and he says there's two stages of chanting. There's Nama Parada by Kunta Arohana. Either you're chanting with Nam Aparada and you stay in the material world, or you're chanting Shudanam, which takes you to Prem, to Premavasta, to the stage of Prem, and then you go to Vaikuntha Goloka Vrindavan. You ascend. Vaikuntha Rohana means you ascend to Vaikuntha. He doesn't talk about any other intermediate stage. It doesn't talk about Namavas or all these things. Namavas, there's four kinds of Namavas mentioned in that same chapter in the sixth canto of Ajamila, but they apply to non-initiated, non-devotees without gurus. Not even devotees, it's just anybody's chanting. Somebody's making fun, Parihasanam, Sanketanam, Vyavaharanam. There's four stages of what they call Namavas. But that stage doesn't apply to devotees. That's why Vishnu doesn't say that Namavas is an intermediate stage. He says there's only two stages in chanting. Either you're making aparad or you're not making aparad. If you're not making aparad, it's Shudanam, and eventually you'll end up with Prem. So he says you're either chanting Namaparad or you're chanting the name which will take you to Vaikuntha. So he says the two stages of chanting Hare Krishna are Namaparada and Vaikuntha Rohan. And Gurudev said there's two stages, Namaparada and Shudanam. So Shudanam, it depends on the mentality. Shudanam is free from the Namaparadas, and the mentality is pure mentality, pure Abhiman. I'm chanting this holy name of Krishna to please Krishna, make Krishna and Radharani happy, and please with me, and please with my chanting of the holy name. Shudanam ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe.